line up behind their miss, and you're actually going through miss. So if anyone has a student in grade one, you're going to travel with the grade ones right now.
With the grade twos as well? Yeah, okay, there you go.
All eight grade twos.
And that's your mom.
Hi, Sharon. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, love.
Hi.
Miss, I have to tie my shoe.
Okay, so this stage, you are coloring and decorating a bookmark. So, yeah, and then we're going to laminate them. So you can pick one that you want.
Papa, where are you going to sit?
I don't know.
Well, he's right there.
Yeah, make sure that you put your name on the back. Make sure that's the first thing you do, okay?
Yeah. Do you see my shadow?
You put the one, I got the one.
No.
The one with your favorite? What do you call young snowman? Chill. Big boy. Big boy. Adrian, wanna come over here?
Oh no, he has it.
Can you walk here?
Yep. This is fine.
Mom,
these are the two ones in the summer.
They're in the summer.
It says, what do you call a snowman?
She got mommy.
Sharon, what do you call a snowman?
My head.
In May. A puddle. Your one says, what do you call
young snowmen?
Children.
Children. What colors do you like?
I think it's in town, and then I go get big.
And then
I go over like somewhere else fancy. I go over where the planes are going.
They go travel a while, take people to and from.
Good thing
she's talking to you. Your auntie made cookies.
Yeah.
I like homemade cookies.
Me too.
Very good.
Cupcakes over there. Will be cupcakes over there at all.
Huh? Yes. She's telling you she got new toys.
And this uncle will hunt in me, my dad.
And guess what? I know how to go up my bed.
You know how to what?
To go on my back.
All by yourself. Brave, holy man. Tell me, you know how to go out there, bump it out by yourself. Big girl now, here, Sharon.
Can you help me find
orange?
With the gold everywhere.
In
the same place, Auntie?
Reddish orange.
We go in the music and they come in here.
Yeah. Grade threes are in here. Yeah.
Okay, you can go over to the music room.
Go, go, go.
Hi, guys. Come on in. Have a seat. Heather, I like your new coat.
My mom's coat.
Good afternoon, everybody. Now, grade twos, you used to sing Ulaku every morning with me, right? Can we sing Ulaku to everybody this afternoon? Can everybody sit on their bottom?
Yeah.
Are we ready? One, two, three. Ulaku, grade two class, how are you?
Very good.
Ulukut grade one class, how are you?
Good.
Ulukut grade one class, it's time to learn and play. Ulukut grade one class, how are you?
Good.
Well, last year I used to have possums, and a lot of times I had sleepies. A lot of people saying sleepy. All right, so the first book, this is the read aloud. The first book we're going to read is called Deep Snow. One of the reasons why we chose this book is because it was written. Because Robert Munsch, back, I think it's in the 90s, it could have been the 80s. No, it was the early 90s, took a trip to Labrador. He was in Goose Bay. And he was staying with two little girls and their father. And their father was an airplane pilot in the Air Force. And he used to drive those big jets. Remember, I to fly big jets into Goose Bay. You used to be able to stay on the side of the road and watch them come overhead. So he tells that one day they decided to go for a walk on the Skidoo Trail. And you know what one of the girls did? Went off the Skidoo Trail. Does anybody know what happens when sometimes you're in deep snow and you go off the side of a Skidoo Trail? Your foot goes where? In the snow.
I know this.
And yes, I've many times had to get my dad to come out with a shovel. Growing up in Labrador, get him to shovel my boot out. You're not properly from Labrador until someone has to shovel out your boot. What do you think?
Yeah.
So, Robert Munch decided to go help the little girl get out of the snow, but what he didn't know is sometimes the snow is so deep it goes over the alder bushes. Sometimes if you step where there's alder bushes and under the snow went right up over his head. And then he had to get someone to help him out. So this book is all about that. So that's why he wrote this book about Labrador. Deep Snow, written by Robert Munch. So if the book, if the words are written by Robert Munch is the?
Author.
You got it. And Michael Marchenko is the?
Reader.
Illustrator. No, Miss Ford's a reader.
No.
Way out in the middle of nowhere, Ellie suddenly yells, "Stop! What's the matter?" said her father. "I want to jump in the snow," said Allie. "No," said her sister Kate. "That is deep, deep, deep snow. I still want to jump in it," said Allie. "That is not a good idea," said Kate. Allie stood up on the seat, gave her best yell, and jumped out as far as she could, landed in the snow, and disappeared. Womp! All that was left was a hole in the snow. "She's totally gone," said Kate. "She's at the bottom of the drift." "Kate," said their father, "jump down that hole and get Allie out." "This is also a bad idea," said Kate. She jumped down the hole anyway. Womp! For a long time, nothing happened. Then their father climbed off the snowmobile, crawled over in the hole, down in the hole in the snow, and said, "Hey, Allie and Kate, how are you doing down there?" Allie and Kate said, because their mouths were full of snow. Their father said, "Allie and Kate, speak clearly. I can't hear you." Allie got the snow out of her mouth and yelled, "Get us out of here! Don't worry," said their father. He reached down the hole as far as he could, got hold of something, and pulled very hard. Allie yelled, "Ah! That's my ear!" So he let go of Allie's ear, reached down the hole, got a hold of something else, and pulled very hard. Kate yelled, "Ah! That's my nose!" So he let go of Kate's nose, reached down the hole as far as he could, got a hold of something else, and pulled very hard. Allie yelled, "Ah! That's my lip!" Finally, their dad got a hold of their ponytails and pulled as hard as he could, and Allie and Kate came flying out of the hole. "Good," said their dad. "Now we can go."
What's that one?
What do you think they're going to say?
Their dads want to go in.
Are they going to go? Ooh, let's see. "No, we can't," said Allie and Kate. "Our boots are still at the bottom of the hole." "Oh, rats," said their father. He crawled over to the hole, reached down as far as he could. He didn't find their boots, so he reached way, way, way down and fell into the hole. Whop!
Aren't the girls shoes with all these legs?
That's right. Only his boots were sticking out of the snow. Allie crawled over to the boots and said, "Hey, Dad, how are you doing down there?" What'd their father say? And because his mouth was full of?
No.
"Speak clearly," said Kate. "We can't understand you," said their father. And then he got all the snow out of his mouth and yelled, "Get me out of here!" Allie and Kate took hold of their dad's feet and pulled as hard as they could. Nothing happened. "This is very bad," said Allie. "Daddy will have to stay there till springtime. How can he fly his jet if he's stuck at the bottom of a hole?" Then Kate got an idea. She ran over to the snowmobile and got a rope. She tied one end of the rope around their father's foot, tied the other end to the snowmobile. Then Allie and Kate jumped on the snowmobile and went down the trail as fast as they could. Their father came flying out of the hole and bounced down the trail after the snowmobile, yelling, "Ow, ouch, ow, ouch, ouch, ow! Stop, 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 stop!" So Kate stopped the snowmobile. There was their father lying in the snow. "Daddy," said Allie, "you didn't get our boots after all." We're going to have to do it again. Right, said their father. Let's do it again. He tied a rope to Allie and Kate's feet and dropped them down the hole. And he came by later in his jet to get them out.
Or he could use the
scoop. And look who's in the jet flying it. The dad and the dog. Now, if we got time, I have a big surprise for you. Last year we read The Wonky Dog. And we really liked it, didn't we? Now they have a new story called The Dinky Donkey. The Dinky Donkey is the Wonky Donkey's daughter. See if we got enough time. This is a mouthful, so I'll try and read it without getting... Wonky Donkey had a child. It was a little girl. She was so cute and small. She was a Dinky Donkey.
I want a baby donkey.
Wonky Donkey had a child. It was a little girl. Hee-haw. She was so cute and small, and she had beautiful long eyelashes. She was a blinky Dinky Donkey.
Yeah.
Wonky Donkey had a child. It was a little girl. Hee-haw. She was so cute and small. She had long eyelashes. She loved to listen to rowdy music. She was a punky blinky Dinky Donkey. Wonky Donkey had a child. It was a little girl. Hee-haw. She was so cute and small. She had beautiful long eyelashes. She loved to listen to rowdy music. And she painted her hoof pink. She was an inky, pinky, punky, blinky, dinky, donkey. What's a hoof? That's a pig. A hoof is the horse's feet. You're right.
I got
hooves. Yeah, they're really hard. You got some big old hooves on ya. Wonky Donkey had a child. It was a little girl. Hee-haw. She was so cute and small. She had beautiful long eyelashes. She loved to listen to rowdy music. She painted her hooves bright pink. And she had to go pee-pee. She was a winky, minky, inky, pinky, punk, punky, blinky, dinky, donkey. Wonky Donkey had a little girl, had a child, it was a little girl. Yeah. She was so cute, Mal. She had beautiful long eyelashes. She loved to listen to rowdy music. She painted her hooves bright pink. She had to go pee-pee. And she loved to play the piano. She was a slinky, plunky, winky, tinky, inky, pinky, punky, blinky, dinky, donkey. And that's a mouthful. Wonky Donkey had a child. It was a little girl. Hee-haw. She was so cute, Mal. She had beautiful long eyelashes. She listened to rowdy music. She painted her hooves bright pink. She had to go pee-pee. She loved to play the piano. She wore wild sunglasses. She was a funky, plinky, plunky, winky, tinky, inky, pinky, punky, blinky, dinky, donkey.
Hey, everyone. You ready for your next station?
Show moms and dads how you guys can walk.
So grade 3, music room, kindergarten. Go to the music room for bookmarks.
Want me to draw for you? I can go first.
I don't, whoever. As long as it's me.
Want me to work for it?
Yeah. And then it's going to be for Caribou's first. So the red team right here. So you guys can get. And you know what? If you guess and you're not on that team, who gets the point? The other team, the Caribou. Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Person. Snowman.
Yeah, good job.
Reset.
Okay, everyone, time to close.
Thank you all for trying.
You can find your teachers at your homerooms. That would be greatly appreciated. Teachers, parents, if they wish to take their children home now, they certainly can do that as well. And also, teachers, if you wanted to kind of pack up and head outside for the last 15 minutes waiting for dismissal, that would be good too. Just a note to parents, there are some books out here by Ms. Harris's office that are free for the taking, so if you'd like to take a book home with you. Also, we do have a little photo booth set up with some puppet theater if you wanted to take some pictures before you left, just in support. If you did take any really nice photos, if you could just maybe even message them to me, that would be greatly appreciated as well, parents and teachers. So once again, thank you very much for attending. It seemed like it was a possum afternoon, and have a great day.